grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. At the beginning of this holy season of Lent, we are taken back to the beginning of the human story, as ashes are imposed on our foreheads with the familiar words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." There come to mind the words of the much suffering Job. "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and withers. He flees like a shadow and continues not." Holy Scripture teaches us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and that everything he created was very good. The crown of his creation were our first parents, whom he placed in a beautiful garden where there was perfect peace and nothing to disturb them. They lived in blissful communion with their Maker. But God did give them one commandment, not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But prompted by Satan, they found the desire for that fruit irresistible. Although God had told them that if they should eat of that fruit, they would die, Satan, being a liar from the beginning, whispers, "You won't die. God knows that when you eat of it, you'll be just like God. Like God in knowing good and evil," as if to say, "Never mind what God says. Far from dying, you'll become just like God, in that you, like him, will yourselves become the judge of what is good and what is evil." And so, prompted by the whisperings of Satan, not even paradise was enough for them. They weren't content to be creatures of a good and loving Creator, rejoicing in communion with him, every need supplied, and thanksgiving their constant prayer. Satan sowed the seeds of suspicion in their hearts, the suspicion that God was keeping something back from them that would make them godlike. And so they ate, and by eating, broke communion with God and plunged themselves into the misery of sin and death. "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." It was Saint Augustine who once said, "Before God can deliver us, we must undeceive ourselves." Before God can deliver us, we must undeceive ourselves. And we do just that in the little ceremony of Ash Wednesday, in which we learn who and what we really are. Dying sinners. "Remember that you were dust, and to dust you shall return." Now, if that were the whole story, it would be very grim indeed. But as we know with all our heart, it's not the whole story, because God's eternal Son put on our flesh and blood and came into this world to deliver us. As John Henry Newman puts it in one of his wonderful hymns, "O loving wisdom of our God, when all was sin and shame, a second Adam to the fight and to the rescue came. O wisest love, that flesh and blood which did in Adam fail should strive afresh against the foe, should strive and should prevail. During this Lenten season, we reflect prayerfully on the cost of that great struggle. This coming Sunday, as always on the first Sunday in Lent, the gospel reading will show us Christ triumphing over the devil after his 40-day fast in the wilderness. You might say that our first parents brought ruin on themselves by breaking their fast from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Christ, the second Adam, keeps the fast, resisting Satan's temptation to still his hunger by turning stones into bread. Christ remains the humble servant of the Father, perfectly obedient to him, perfect in love. And so he provides atonement, satisfaction for our disobedience. And so we are free from condemnation. And so in these Lenten days, we contemplate his fast, his agony of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, his betrayal by Judas, his trial before Caiaphas and Pontius Pilate, the bitter way of the cross, his crucifixion, death, and burial. Yes, during Lent, we contemplate all of this, the cost of our redemption. And we see with always wondering eyes the love of God for us, his wayward children. But of course, it doesn't end there, because the goal of our Lenten journey is not Good Friday. The goal of our Lenten journey is Easter. The third day he rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sent the Holy Spirit to gather his church out of every land and nation, proclaiming this good news and celebrating that holy sacrament wherein we receive that body which death could not hold. And so even on this first day of Lent, when we are brought back to the very beginning of the long and dreary tale of human sin, we also partake of that sacrament which is the medicine of immortality, that heavenly food in which we receive full and free forgiveness for all our sins, new strength for our journey, and beyond death, the promise of the kingdom of heaven. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.